All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, September 19th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have some MLB action. I believe we have some WNBA action as well, and then a host of sports over the weekend. So should be a fun time to play some DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You'll also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days and get your questions answered. All right, let's get SaberSim up on the screen here. Andy said, afternoon, everybody. What is going on, Andy? And we got SaberSim up. Do have a number of questions to get to today in the queue. So let's see where we should start. Looks like we actually have one question here. All right. So we're going to start here and then kind of see where the show takes us. First question today, when building lineups, how important would you say the assigned ownership is? For example, if we pool all the single entries in one group slash build and use the high stakes single entry pool, however, the group includes an equal amount of flagship single entry, the differences in ownership are vast, but what is the actual impact? Okay, very good question. So there's a couple different pieces to this question. Now, part one is that even if you group, you know, let's say I had 10 single entries, right? Each contest, even though they're grouped together, we are using the specific contest's sims or sim results, rather, when deciding which lineup goes into that contest. Okay. So, although they are grouped together, although you might be using one specific ownership, like maybe I'm on flagship single entry here right on the table, the sim results are using the various field lineups assigned to that contest. It's either using, you know, high stakes single entry, flagship single entry, medium stakes single entry, low stakes single entry, right? That part doesn't change. Now, the only thing that really changes, or the only impact I think that this might have, is if you are comparing your leverages across different buckets, right? If I go to, you know, high stakes single entry, Jordan Mason is 85% owned, right? If I'm at low stakes single entry, you know, he's 50% owned, right? So let's say I have like a mix of single entries here, right? Let's say I'm just doing it in one build. I look here and I'm like 50% own. I have 50% of my lineups have Mason, right? I have 10 lineups. Let's say five of them have him. Okay, hey, I might think I'm matching the field, you know, if I am looking at low stakes single entry. But if I go to high stakes single entry, well, all of a sudden he's 80%+ owned. And now I actually have a negative leverage on him in this, you know, comparing to this bucket. So it's going to depend how many of each type of contest you have in your group. It could even depend, like, you know, maybe you have two high stakes single entries. Well, you know, what exact lineups are going into those, right? The good thing is that we're using the sim results from your sims that you ran against the high stakes single entry. So more than likely you probably will get him because there are just so many lineups that are going to have him, right? And the builder's going to understand that. But it will be harder to kind of understand which exact lineups are going into which contest unless you're constantly opening up this contest section. So when you click the plus icon here, or when you click the pencil icon, when there's already contests, you're going to see like a pop-up and it's going to show you your contests. Contests are getting filled from the highest one down. So the same way the groups get filled from, you know, one group, two group, three group, you know, top to bottom, the contests are doing the same, contests top to bottom. So that's what's going on with, like, contests within a group and then a group kind of filling here. But I just want to reiterate that even if you're grouping them together, that is not changing the field lineups to be all the same. The only time that happens is you're using one specific set of ownership to judge all of your leverages. That's the biggest thing there. All right, let's click the refresh projection icon here. It looks like some sims have run for NFL since we started the show. So teams working on the projections, as always. All right, that was our only question. So good opportunity here to jump into a slate demo. Obviously, we have NFL on Sunday. So let's say that, you know, I'm building a portfolio of 10 single entries, right? We're just going to kind of stick with that example here. Okay, well, I come into the builder, you know, I would probably just pick the ownership group that either one reflects the majority of my entries, right? Let's say I'm playing like six low stakes and then, you know, one high stake and like maybe, I don't know, one medium stake and like two flagship, right? You can think about it a couple different ways. You could think about the set that encompasses most of your entries. You could think about the set that reflects the contest you care the most about, or maybe where most of your entry fees are wrapped up in. It's like, yeah, okay, I'm only playing one high stakes single entry, but it's the $100 single entry and all the other ones combined, you know, only equal $50, right? So this is making up 2/3 of my single entry equity. Okay, well then maybe I use high stakes single entry, right? So you kind of got to figure out which one you want to do here. Maybe I pick a middle of the road one and I go medium stakes single entry or something like that, right? So a lot of different options. I think this would be like the $27, like the $40 single entry, or maybe like, I know they have like a 200, a 100, a 50, right? This could be a $50 single entry. So I don't know exactly which one I would go to here. Could probably check and find out, but that, you know, you could try to pick one in between, right? A bunch of different options. So I'm just going to go with flagship single entry here. Feels like a fine option. Aside from that, just going to make my two required projection adjustments. And we're just going to build, we'll build 1500 lineups for this example. Let's say for my single entries, I want to use a little bit higher minimum salary. Maybe I want to turn on this don't use players against opposing defense rule. Let's get rid of some of these other examples. We just need this one. All right, cool. So got this all set up the way I want. Again, running a group. So we're going to kick off this build. All right, really quick. Looks good. Cool. So these lineups are running. Again, I would always build the max number of lineups your plan allows. Just for the sake of time here, I'm going to build a little bit less. Needing 10 lineups out of 1,500 is like plenty of options here. So don't feel like I need to build more. All right, so build runs, our pool opens up. I'm going to close that so we can get back to our group. Our sim is running. That's good. As soon as the sim finishes, diversifier will kick, and then we can kick, and then we can sort by exposure. All right, cool. So we are in the post build now. I like to look at my lineups with this expanded view. I'm going to turn off auto run diversifier just in case we make any changes here. All right. So far, so good. I wonder if this will work. All right. So we have a projection aggregate metric, ROI aggregate metric. We have our 10 single entries. Sorting by exposure here, about ready to start breaking this all down. Bring my leverage over. Okay, so we're using portfolio sort. Now it's kind of time to get in here and kind of make some decisions about what we're seeing. So first off, no player in more than five lineups. That's pretty good. Usually the less entries or, you know, lineups you have, the higher your leverages will be. Like, oh, you know, I have 20% leverage to Puka Nacua, right? But I mean, you know, we're moving in increments of 10. You know, we're not moving in single digit exposure increments. So these numbers can be a little bit higher on average. I think it's okay. Getting a lot of Marcus Mariota, in case you guys missed it. Jaden Daniels is out this week. So new I would imagine there would be some change to his ownership prior to Sunday, probably increasing his ownership just because he becomes a really good value play at 4,000 salary here. So just some things to note there. We can always look at our stacks, you know, so kind of interesting, right? We have three no QB stacks. If we go and look here, okay, one's Mariota, two are Mariota, and one is Drake May. So kind of interesting, right? Maybe I'm more open to the fact of playing Mariota by himself because he's so cheap, rather than playing somebody like Drake May, right? So I could always trash that lineup. The builder is going to, after I click diversify, it's going to basically give me a new lineup. And some of my other lineups might change too, right? Because maybe that one correlated better to some lineups before it, but now it's going to find the next best set of 10 lineups, excluding that one that it can play, right? So, okay, we'll let this do its thing. Looks like average ROI, average projection didn't really change. Our Drake May lineup is now correlated. Okay, that's good. No stack is Mariota, Mariota, and Mariota, right? And maybe I'm okay with that, you know? Historically, like somewhat of a running quarterback, right? So has some touchdown equity there, can definitely get there without his teammates. If you didn't like that, right? Okay, you know, come in here and put a zero max exposure on no quarterback stacks, right? Maybe you never want to play a lineup without a position player. Okay, well, you could set a rule for that. You know, we'll talk about that too. But like here, right, we just zero out the max exposure. I would, you know, you might even have to zero out some QB plus zeros with a bring back, right? That's another consideration, what we're seeing here. But like, let's say like, hey, you know, I don't even want to consider lineups that don't have a stack. Okay, you know, why don't you go make a rule? This is a rule I would recommend doing. You do a stack rule. I prefer the advanced stacks. It's a little more specific. Where, okay, QB equals one. Maybe I'm okay with playing the same defense as my quarterback, right? Maybe I just think it's going to be like a blowout, and I'm okay playing both a quarterback and defense from the same team. And, you know, you could do running back, wide receiver, tight end. You could do running back, tight end, wide receiver, tight end, wide receiver, running back. You know, it's kind of split all your different options. Maybe I just want any position player. So what I'm saying here is, hey, use, if you're going to use a quarterback, use at least one position player on the same team. And we are open to playing the defense. Okay, this would be my stack rule. I would save it. That would effectively apply the rule to all lineups that are generated on the next run, right? The other way that we did it, where we did it after the fact, well, those lineups just don't get considered and they basically get removed from the effective pool. But a little bit of a waste, right? It's over 150 lineups, closer to like 180. And that's about like 12% of our pool, right? So 12% just kind of wasted dead lineups. So that's why it can be a good reason to just do it before. So that's what I would consider there if you prefer lineups with a stack. But if you're okay with couple no stacks, right? Just depending on who it is. All right, great. You know, leave those in the pool. I would probably be open to like Mariota no stacks given his price, right? It's kind of all it comes down to is just like how cheap he is. But just some thoughts there, you know, different ways you could go with this, different ideas to consider. And then basically once you are, you know, happy and comfortable with the lineups you're seeing, you know, lock him in. This will download lineups button. It'll say save lineups when you have your entry file loaded up. And then from there, you should be all set. All right. I know we have a quick turnaround on the show for tomorrow. So, you know, back here at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Sorry about like 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Friday. So I think we're going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, like I mentioned. And until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.